How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. So when this one goes out,
yes.
I think we'll still be in Pride Month, won't we?
Oh my goodness, I can't keep up. There's Pride Month and then there's the actual Pride and then...
Yeah.
All the Prides are at different times. So it's just, I don't understand. No one told me. So June is just a month when you just have a general Pride and then... Your Pride parade in your local place is a specific date, which might not be in June, though.
I think that's right. But I feel a bit... people are hashtagging Pride Month a lot. I mean, I've done it in one post, to be transparent. But it's...
Yes.
How do you feel about Pride these days? I've really, like, jumped into it today, haven't I? We haven't had any chit-chat.
I know.
Sorry. How do you feel?
How?
Sorry.
Well, I mean... No, I feel great about it. But I was thinking about this the other day, like sometimes the sense that you've got to feel something can be quite overwhelming because you might feel lots of different things like we all do all the time. So, but of course, it's not just about like how you feel, is it? It's just about seeing people and having a nice time. I think that's...
Yes, that's the thing. But I feel like there's quite a lot of pressure. Sometimes to be like, are you proud? Are you proud now? Are you proud? Are you proud?
Are you proud now?
You know,
now?
Are you proud?
Are you happy now?
And part of yeah. me is definitely sort of, I'm proud that I live sort of an authentic life and that I'm out.
Oh, that's
And
funny.
That I'm hopefully a positive, but you know, my experience, me sharing my experience is a positive thing.
Well,
but.
Yes, I wish I could say the same of myself. The more I share, the more I put people off.
Tom, don't say such a thing.
It's true.
But it does feel like, you know, I'm no more proud of my inherent gayness than I am proud of sort of being dyslexic. Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of part of me.
Ooh, yes,
I'm proud of how I sort of live openly.
That's, I mean, yes, that's it, isn't it? And I think... I know we've talked about it before. It's just a lot of the time the journey is with ourselves. I feel like I have to say things
sure.
like that in American accent. Well, it's like journey.
Yeah, because otherwise you cringe too hard.
Yeah, I think talking about journeys is a little...
unless it's the band.
Unless it's a band, the journey, or you're on a journey. But no, I shouldn't be so... I shouldn't be so old man-ish. But the journey is to... is with ourselves, to understand ourselves, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yes. How do you feel about all the corporations jumping on Pride Month, Tom?
Well, I know they get a lot of chat, don't they, about that. But I suppose the thing I always think is, well, what if there's lots of queer people working for them? Then that must be quite positive. That they're,
yes.
their company is showing a bit of support.
I think as long as they're sort of supportive all year round, then great.
Yes. Which you'd like to think they would be. I mean, I'm sure there are
places. Well, we'd like to hope.
Well, exactly, exactly.
We've got to hope for the best, haven't we?
The Pride flags are everywhere, though. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Like, even small places have Prides now in a way that would have been kind of laughable 5 years ago. Now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh,
you live on a grass verge. Look at it in June. It's a Pride parade.
That's the thing.
Mm. It's nice.
A bingo hall. It's a Pride event.
Bingo hall. Exactly. Perfect Pride event.
That's actually perfect for Pride.
They're already wearing their sparkly jackets.
Yes, exactly. And tabards.
And tabards. They like tabards, which of course are synonymous with our people. So they're, you know, there's lots of things like that, aren't there? And I think, do you know what? I think the only thing I don't have pride in is crowds. I find a crowd a bit overwhelming these days because I'm old.
Too much.
That's my issue.
Is that because you feel claustrophobic?
Well, I just want to know where the toilet is.
Yes, you do always worry about that, don't you?
And are there enough toilets for all these people? It's that sort of thing that...
And so what sort of state is the toilet going to be in once you find it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Suze. You know, that's the only thing I would say that I worry about.
When it comes to Pride Month.
And I'm proud of that.
And you should be proud of that.
I'm proud that that is how I think now. And I think that I've got to own that, haven't I? There again, there's another thing. I've got to own it. That seems very American. Own it.
Oh, that is very American. Owning things.
Yeah.
Very I feel quite tired to own everything.
Oh,
you know, to
yeah.
Like own my failures, own my successes, own my wife. You know, it feels... I don't feel like I own my wife. That was a joke. But it's very... Our lexicon is becoming more and more Americanized, isn't it?
Well, you can imagine me. I'm not going to get...
You're not thrilled about it.
I'm sorry. I'm not thrilled about it. And I will be doubling down. Again, another thing that's newspeak. Doubling down on...
Circling back.
I'll be circling back. I'm going to 360 on that. And... and own my oldie worldie way of speaking. I don't like it's scripting, isn't it?
Do you know what I love that for you?
You know, I just don't like that sort of scripting. Well, Jake Lambert, friend of the podcast,
friend of the show,
of ours, he said his partner works in speech therapy, and she said that a lot of the time it's scripting. It's sort of a way of bonding with people. So do you remember like when everyone used to say literally, or random? Oh my god, I went all these randoms there. It was so random.
Everyone was so random. It was such a random night.
Just in this like random bar, like so random, which was quite endearing, I suppose. But it is sort of a way of just going like, oh, I say random as well. But I just get annoyed because I think, that's not. To use another modern speech, that's not your authentic way of speaking because you've learned that from somebody else. So that makes me sad. I'm sounding like a right old grump, aren't I?
But is any speech authentic? Because if I hadn't learned from someone else, I'd still be like, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, you're You're absolutely right. I'm just being grumpy.
Well, I think you're allowed to be grumpy. You're going to be 40.
Oh my God, I'm going to be so grumpy. But if I get to 50, I'm just going to be livid.
We'll have to cancel the podcast.
But I'm owning it.
Own your grumps.
Yeah, we all have grumpy moods sometimes.
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh my god, Tom, I was grumpy this week.
Why were you grumpy?
Right, so me and the babe went to Mum and Dad's for the day. Now that we're in Brighton, we can just nip down to Hayling Island for the day. So we got up, we were in the car by 7:45. Off we went at Mum and Dad's by 9. Lovely.
Yeah.
Had a lovely day. That's not what I'm grumpy about. It was great. Anyway, then on the way home, babe had eaten. I hadn't, which may have been part of it. But it's maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, five, 6 o'clock. Now, we're driving from Hayling Island to Brighton. So we have to go through. There's a bit called Arundel, which the baby she thinks it's Arendelle, which is where Elsa and Anna live from Frozen. And we just sort of let her believe that.
Oh, yes, they do live there, don't they? Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bit where three lanes go into one. And everyone was being very polite, Tom. Very polite. Oh. We all were merging in a very nice way. Almost lovely. Sort of choreographed, if you were watching
like
from
a
bird's
bit of
eye view.
Synchronized swimming.
Exactly that. So, we all go in. Then this man drove past everyone. And I mean, there were probably like 30 cars back, you know, and we'd all agreed we were going to do it in a lovely way.
Yeah.
We had all done it. Anyway, then he comes zooming far too fast down the inside lane. And then tries to pull in front of me. And I thought, not today, Satan.
No. Yeah, good.
So I then got really close to the car, and he then, I mean, it looked like he was going to hit my car. He was like pulling in, and then we were face to face, and I said to him, what are you doing? We're all queuing, just have some patience. And he wound down his window and shouted, "See you NT," in my face.
No.
Yeah.
He was in the wrong.
He was in the wrong, Tom. Thank you. He was in the wrong. Anyway, then I wouldn't let him in. And then he zoomed out and cut up an extra six people and got like six cars in front of me. Anyway, turns out he and I were going the same way for about 40 miles.
Oh, no. Suze, what happened?
Well, nothing happened because I had the baby with me and also I want to live, and he seems like a mad person that would shout C-U-N-T in someone's face when they're with their child.
Awful.
But he also had like a handlebar moustache, which read as gay. And I was like, oh no. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a handlebar moustache is quite rare on a straight man in this country.
That, well...
What do you think?
He sounds like quite an unusual person. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, he was just wearing a beanie. Then he read as gay and I thought, oh, you better not be.
You better not.
You better not be. Because we have
Don't
it tough
ruin
enough.
This for me. Yeah, haven't we been through enough together without
Can't we be
shouting
friends?
Expletives? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Anyway, so then I sort of tailgated him. No, I
followed
I could see him in front. And obviously, yeah. I was just wishing. I wish I was a witch at that point. And I could just, like, what I would have loved is for, like, his will to have fallen off. And then him to have had to pull over on the side of the road. And then for me to have just driven past waving, saying...
Waving, oh, smiling.
I hope you're with the AA. Because I find the best thing to do in those scenarios is sort of laugh when people are really rude with
absolutely the best. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
diffuse it. Yeah.
What's it called? What do I mean? When you're driving, when you're raging. What do we call that?
Road rage. Road rage.
Oh, Jesus wept. What is wrong with me? And I got 8 hours last night. Maybe it's too much. But, so then he's in front of me. And then he cut up loads of people again. I saw a man in BMW give him the finger.
Oh,
thought,
good
yeah,
for
good
him.
Good for you. Good
and
for
a BMW
you.
As well. I mean,
yeah.
That says something.
Doesn't it just? It really means a lot more. Anyway, then eventually he pulled off, and as he went past, I just laughed and then shook my head, which sort of felt big and clever. But what I really wanted to do was shout something in his face, but of course I didn't know. He sort of, yeah, maybe he was a serial killer. Maybe I got away easily.
Maybe. What turning was he taking? Where was he going?
I think he was going to Worthing.
Yeah, same.
You've been there. Oh, was there anyone with a handlebar moustache in your show?
Yeah,
Worthing, the whole, it could have been him.
Yeah, the whole
All
audience.
All of them. Oh, really? Yeah. So maybe it's a Worthing thing rather than a gay thing.
I think so. But what do I know? Yeah, maybe
Tom,
it's a Worthing thing. Yes.
I don't feel like you... You can grow a beard. And you can grow
a
tattoo.
No, it's very wispy, Suze. It's very wispy. And I'm... Again, for Pride Month, I'm sorry to say this, but I cannot grow much of a moustache, I don't think. Or I could try it, but it's never very dense.
I feel like... Maybe that's the time for you. Maybe this is when you go through your moustache phase.
Oh, do you think for my 40th I'd treat myself to a moustache?
Like, I just wonder. It just feels like something that maybe you should try.
People, I mean, I do like them. I do think they look... I used to, like, as a younger person, look back on in the 70s when people had moustaches and I always thought, why have you done that? It looks awful.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
You it grow does sort up, of, don't you? We grow. We grow. We learn.
We grow.
We live.
We learn, we grow. I'm hoping that at some point I'll think that it looks good to have like really like Karl Marx sort of massive beard, really bushy, but I don't know if that's...
Is that the type that you would be able to grow?
No, you see, I wouldn't be able to grow that sort of beard really. It would come out quite straight. It would look like I was... It would look like I was in the bank at Mary Poppins. It would be that sort of like quite Edwardian sort of beard.
Do you know what? It's so funny, isn't it? Like everything about you is sort of Edwardian.
Sort of a bit Edwardian, aren't I? Yeah.
What's that about?
What's that about? He's so Edwardian. Maybe I should start saying that. Oh my God, we had such an Edwardian night.
So Edwardian. Random. Oh my God.
So random.
We met Tom. He's so random.
Oh my God. We were out and we met all these like just Edwardian people. So random. But I'm more concerned about the road raging happening.
Okay.
As well, because that's why I don't really drive, because I get too upset if people are mean to me, and then I feel like I have to pull over and cry.
Have you actually pulled over and cried?
I pulled over. No, I pulled over in a state once when someone shouted at me. One of the many people shouted at me, and I just have to remember, like, I'm allowed on the road as well.
People are awful.
Well, of course, confident drivers. They just swing out all over the place, don't they? And they don't care, and they
Couldn't
know what they can do. But I'm just like, Well, I'm in the fast lane because I'm going at 70 miles an hour. That's the...
Yeah, like, what more do you want?
That's the speed limit, isn't it? And then...
Yes, but people don't observe it, Tom. That's the thing you've got to remember.
People don't observe that. They think they're in Germany where there's no speed limits.
Is there no speed limit in Germany?
Apparently not.
Oh, my God. On the Autobahn. Is that what it's called?
On the Autobahn. Yeah. They go as fast as they like.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So, yeah, so I just feel like, you know, in certain areas, particularly in London, there's like speed limits of 20 miles an hour. Well, the thing is, I you know, if you go along at that speed, people behind you would be like furious because you don't know where the cameras are, you know. And I think, well, I don't know where the cameras are, and I think I should just do what they say.
Everyone just gets so cross all of the time, don't they?
Oh, all of the time. And I do think it must lead to more accidents.
Oh, 100%. That's what I thought about that guy. I was like, you are going to cause an accident today or tomorrow or this week or at some point, because this is wild. The way that you're like right up people's asses, no offense. And that was needlessly homophobic, wasn't it?
It's not. Yes.
Are you offended?
No, of course not. But it's literally true.
It's literally true. But you start... You're like cutting people up, shouting at people. Like, he must have been so wound up to shout that at a person that you don't know who has their child in the car. Like, you are carrying a lot of rage. Like, you shouldn't be behind a wheel.
I sort of agree that, because I do think, like, road vibes, I'm going to call it that. You know, the vibe is often very aggressive. Yeah. Imagine going along a street where everyone was so aggressive. You'd be like, well, I'm not going to walk down this street. This is absolutely mad.
Well, it's like Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't walk down that street. Very rarely do I look on there.
I've not been in there in years.
Really? That's good.
Years is... Yeah, I've not been on there properly to have a proper look.
Well, I'm proud of you.
At least a year.
Really, Suze? I think that's good.
I don't even post about it anymore. I used to put up, like, the out episodes and different things like that. But now I'm like, oh, you'll find it if you're meant to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that the producer of the podcast would be thrilled to hear that's my... But I feel like if you're a fan of me, you're not going to say, oh, I must follow her on Twitter. Because you'll know that it's...
Yeah, absolutely.
A mug's game.
Yeah, it's a mug's game. Because you'll get so aggressive, don't they? Gosh, I feel like I've brought a lot of grumpiness to this podcast today, Suze. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't feel like you've brought that at all. I feel like we've had a good chat. I feel like you saying, I'm a bit grumpy, is actually like... the right thing to say, because aren't we all like, isn't the reason that guy was such a bastard to me, isn't that because no one said to him, are you okay, and he could have said to someone, oh, I'm a bit grumpy, and they could have said, oh, everyone feels grumpy sometimes, you're right,
are you okay? Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, why don't we just think like that? Gosh, if only people were more like that, Suze.
If only people were more like me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean.
Thank God for that.
Thank God. But, I mean, we should own it, shouldn't we? In this Pride Month, own it, be proud of it. Maybe you're having a bit of a grumpy day. I think that would be a nice section of Pride. Grumps.
Yeah, I would love
grumpy.
That.
Grumpy. Grumpy people, yeah.
It just be, people like, be, oh, do you know what,
a big cheer, and that would annoy them, because they don't like loud noises.
Have you seen that cafe in America that people are going to, and it's called Karen's?
Oh, and this one in Manchester.
Oh, is there one in Manchester where people are just, they're like horrible?
Yeah.
It sounds
like really like roast them as soon as they come in.
Yeah, and they're like, give really bad service.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
Great.
I think it's so funny. So maybe just go to a Karen's.
Just go to a Karen's. Yeah, being a bit grumpy is good for all of us. I think as well, I think this is why people get a bit overwhelmed with any sort of social event, is because they're like, oh, I've got to be happy, and I don't always feel happy. But you don't, do you? You're allowed to just be. Just come into the space and be with everybody else. Be together.
100%, yeah. Mm. And things don't have to feel perfect. And I think it's the same for, like, if people are still coming out, or if people are still working out where they fit in the
world. Or if they're still working out.
Or if they're still working out. But people listen to this while they work out. That's insane. Well done, you. Well done, babe.
Lift that thing.
Lift that and put it over there, and then lift it back up and pop it back.
Oh my God, you're doing that so well. My God.
Love it. Yes. Yeah. But also, like, I think sometimes you think you're going to go to Pride and you're going to be at, it's Pride Month, and you feel like you should feel a certain way. And I think that's actually really unhelpful, because it's really hard. Like, it's really hard to come out and then immediately feel like, are you this version of yourself that you can be now? And you're like, oh no, I don't know really. I've only just really worked this out for myself. I don't know. And I'm only, you know, 20, or I'm only 30. Like, you know, I still don't know where I fit. And so I feel like sometimes there's a bit of pressure on that. So all I'm saying is, this Pride Month, I'm going to use an American lexicon. You do you.
You do you. Do yourself. No, that's different.
Do yourself.
You do you. Yeah, absolutely. And that's okay if you just want to sit indoors and
have a bitch.
Then that's
what I'll be doing. I'll be having a bitch.
Then do that. Do that.
Then do that. Okay. Well, I hope that's helped.
That's a lovely message.
Yeah, isn't it, Jess?
Love is love is what people used to say. Now, bitch is bitch.
Bitch is back.
The bitch is back. Exactly.
We know we're going to do short episodes this week. We can tell the listener, can't we? Yeah. We recorded loads of episodes. We recorded like a bank of episodes. Not a bank, three of them.
Loads.
And we came to download it and all the files drifted off into the ether. We don't know where they went. So we put aside all this time to do like-minded friends, and then it was sort of a waste of time. So now we're squeezing in, because we didn't want to miss a week.
Yeah.
We're squeezing in
a couple of quick ones.
Two shorter episodes.
A couple of quick ones.
Yes. So, so this is a couple of quickers, because we would sooner just say hi and catch up quick than not say anything at all, you know?
That's right.
So well, we'll stop now. But,
we're going to stop now, but we're going to be with you next week. And I know it's the summer, so you're probably all bored anyway.
Yeah, you're bored anyway, aren't you? And if you want to get in touch, always can. It's hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. And we'll see you next week. Okay.
See you next week, everyone.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.